When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Where do you get these f***ing amazing album titles from, man? Seriously, this new one, can we announce it now? Can we tell people what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Pacific Daydream, and it comes out October 27th.
Where did the inspiration for this come from?
It actually is a kind of a collaboration between me and our drummer, Pat. I had the idea, Somebody's Daydream. It's from this bit of Chinese philosophy where this guy falls asleep and has this dream of a butterfly. And it's so vivid that in the end he's not sure if he's a guy dreaming of a butterfly or if he's a butterfly that's dreaming of a man.
Right.
And that's, I wanted to make this album that was just so vivid and realistic and just sucks you into this world so that you're not sure if you're a listener listening to this band and this album or if the album is actually the reality that's imagining the listener. And then Pat was like, somebody's is kind of like a dull word, so how about Pacific?
Beautiful.
Yep.
Beautiful, man. I can imagine the artwork's pretty incredible as well.
We haven't totally nailed it down, but it's just this image of a girl on a swing, and she's kind of swinging out in space over the image of the Earth. Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Weezer Day by Day. This is day 11, I think. Is it day 11? Yep, day 11, about their 11th studio album, Pacific Daydream, came out in 2017. I guess Rivers was talking about this album even before the White Album, and he was also talking about a Black Album. So all three of these albums, I think, were kind of being worked on in different pieces all at the same time or in the same general time period. I guess he wanted to follow up the White Album with a darker, more modern-sounding album. You know, he's like, hey, a lot of that last album actually sounded like Weezer, so fuck that. We gotta go back to that modern-sounding shit that doesn't sound like Weezer. A quote from Rivers, the next album is going to feel like an urban environment, nighttime and gritty, and hopefully a lot more modern sounds, synthesized sounds, samples maybe. He didn't want to use producer Jake Sinclair again because Jake Sinclair had actually wanted to make a Weezer album. And a quote from Rivers, I was the voice that was saying, let's do something radical. And Jake, our producer, was very much the voice of conservatism on the side of the old school fans. He won on the White Album, and I'm going to win on the next album, which is the Black Album. Yeah, so, you know, maybe it's not a coincidence that the album that I've liked the most since Maladroit, the producer of the album was pushing them to make an actual Weezer album instead of a modern-sounding album. There you have it. In an interview for the Grammy Museum, Rivers said that Sinclair was too much of a Weezer fan to accomplish what they were going for. In other words, what they were going for was not being Weezer. You know, I've been pointing this out over and over. And here we have Rivers just saying it. He's being pushed to sound like Weezer when he wants to sound modern. He said it. But a lot of that he was talking about the Black Album. Then they end up putting this out first. So this, you know, I don't know if he had a whole batch of songs. They were used for different albums. We're going to find out that this album has a very specific sound and style. This album is different from any other Weezer album. Pacific Daydream is. I guess the band was never in the studio at the same time. They all recorded their parts separately. And Rivers told Entertainment Weekly, quote, they get to explore and do their thing without worrying about what I'm thinking. I'm invariably delighted when I hear the results. So let's find out what the fuck this album is all about. It kicks off with a song called Mexican Fender. Fucking A. Lame modern bullshit. She came to get 10,000 steps and hang out with
So I took her out to the ocean. It was hot, hot, 100 degrees, but she only went in up to her knees. She didn't want to take off her jeans, cause that would be insane. My summer love.
Track two is called Beach Boys. Holy shit, what a dumpster fire. Fuck this song.
We need a melody, a gorgeous four-part harmony, so it all makes sense. There's gotta be more than this. Everyone wants to be cooler than everyone else. It's a hip-hop world, and we're the furniture. Let me tell you about a band I loved when I was a West Side kid. Turn it up, it's the Beach Boys, singing out in a sweet voice. On a roll, like a twist toy, keep picking them Beach Boys.
Track three, Feels Like Summer. I think this was the first single. Unfucking believable. Fuck this song. Track four, Happy Hour. Give me a fucking break. Fuck this song. Fuck this album.
Like Stevie Ray Vaughan on the stage, high on music. Teeth grinding, sweating under the lights, but then my boss calls it. She's crushing me with a 20-ton weight, just like in Monty Python. Somebody left on the sink, it's the runner. My eyes are gonna overflow.
Track five is a song called Weekend Woman. Okay, this song isn't as insanely horrible as the last few songs, but I hate the production. And who produced this album? I don't think I mentioned that in the intro. Fucking Butch Walker. Butch Walker produced this fucking abomination.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Track six, QB Blitz. What the fuck is this, Justin Bieber? Fuck this shit.
I can't get anyone to do algebra with me. It's hard to make real friends. My friends have lots of friends. I don't hang out enough. Take drugs and learn to love. This intercom is broken into pieces. I gotta call my QB Blitz. Be blitzed out on the ice. Fields of heart. I'll be missing you like oxygen. Surgeon.
Track 7, song called Sweet Mary. All right, this was co-written by Josh Alexander, who co-wrote a couple of songs from the last album that actually weren't that bad. Maybe this could have been good, but the production on this album is a fucking travesty. So, fuck this. Track 8 is a song called Get Right. I'm not listening to more than 10 seconds of this. 10 seconds and I have fucking heard enough. Fuck this song. Fuck this album.
I know you're
Track 9, La Mancha Screwjob. This sounds like late 90s garbage modern rock radio bullshit. Even early 2000s. Remember LFO? Remember that shit?
New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer.
Those are the depths to which this has sunk. LFO.
Hanging out on a summer night. We've come so far. We shine so bright. Hanging out on a summer night. We're getting stronger, stronger. Going faster, faster. Whoa. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
And your friend of Diane.
Track 10, mercifully the last song, Another Friend of Diane's. I really hate parts of this. The production is straight garbage. I've never been a Butch Walker fan, as I've said earlier, but holy shit, did he fuck this up. I don't think these songs could have been saved, but the worst thing about this album is the fucking production. This album is horrible. Fuck this album. We're gonna skip the Teal album because it's a covers album. I'm gonna skip that. Tomorrow, we're gonna find out about this Black album that Rivers has been talking about.
The friend of mine, headbang in the crowd, dies on the stage. With black hair and this mis-shirt, me is murder.
Love new edition in a candy girl. Remind me of you because you rock my world. You come from Georgia where the peaches grow. They drink lemonade and speak real slow. You love
love hip hop and rock and roll. Dad took off when you were 4 years old. There was a good man named Paul Revere. I feel much better, baby, when you're near. You love Fun Dip and Cherry Coke. I like the way you laugh when I tell a joke. When I met you, I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch.
Day by day.